So out of this passage that covers most of the chapter of John 11, several things stood up. And one of the things I wanted to kind of examine, or that I did examine this week, was this idea brought to our text today that I have with other pastors. So my question, again, surprise, is how many of us can say we have no regrets? That's what I thought. Okay. So the next question, this is easier, I promise. How many of us have regrets? That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I have regrets. Y'all, that's one of those things that just happens throughout life. There are circumstances that we may go through, that we may react differently than what we wanted to, or maybe other people's reactions are different than what we had hoped. And the thought that stirred up within me was, do some of those still make us sad, or do we still think about them? Do they still hold power over us? And in tune with Lazarus and that idea of being bound up, do they still have power to bind us up and not live fully and freely as God is calling us to live? And along with that, what are the emotions that are tied in with that? Do they continually stir us up, or is it something that something triggers every once in a while? And swirling in these thoughts within this passage that was kind of the catalyst behind this was that flowing from or tying to the regrets that we might still have. And that emotion that was wrapped up in that regret for us. And not only that emotion, and not only that regret or that thing that still stirs up within us, how does that still bind us up? Like the bindings that we find on Lazarus. So, as I said, we enter this Lenten Sunday with the story of Lazarus. And as you can see, again, we cover most of chapter 11, going from hearing about the news of Lazarus being sick, and then awaiting few more days for traveling, because he knew this was going to be another way, another example to the disciples, to those that encountered and witnessed it, to see God's glory fully work within Christ, to see not only Christ as fully human, but also fully divine. And we see glimpses of that within this Lenten season, with each of the passages that we covered through John, with Christ's baptism, and then immediately going into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted. And in his encounter with the woman at the well in Samaria, and with the young man that was blind by the pool in Jerusalem. Each of these encounters reveal fully who Christ is, reveals to those that witness and encounter that glory, the impossibility that takes place. And just thinking about those miracles, those things, the encounters that are tied with our baptism. They're tied with that freedom that we experience, that we are given through our baptism. So in that idea that we see in chapter 11 that when he comes to the village where, and Martha hears that he came, and she runs out and meets him. And she's lamenting about, you were not here. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. So even as she, in her sorrow, she knows deep within that Christ is fully God. Christ can do miracles because she believes in him and she's witnessed those. She's heard of this. But then, as we continue in that story, when he comes and meets Mary, Jesus is so moved. She's moved by the sorrow. She's moved by the fact that Christ was not there when they first let him know. By the sorrow that overtakes her in the community that surrounds her. That Jesus is, I'm disturbed, but I think that troubled or that stirring up of the Spirit within him, that lamenting that is stirred up to be part of that community where he's weeping with her. He's sharing those sorrows, and yet he holds on to hope that he knows that this is not the end. And I think he continually weeps as he's just been stirred up with the emotion that surrounds him. So again, he's just saddened. We see in the passage, it says, again, greatly disturbed when he came to the tomb. So he's saddened by the fact that his friend is within that tomb. It's that human emotion that gives us the freedom, along with Christ, to weep. So when we wrestle with that idea of our sorrow of how Christ is greatly disturbed or troubled through these events, and we look at ourselves, that we might find it difficult to express emotions at times. And there are appropriate times for each and every emotion, I will grant that. But as our culture, we've been taught at times to not weep when sadness encapsulates us. So I remember from my own example, from one of the funerals, and it was, again, my family of origin, my family, that in our culture, it was okay to cry at the funeral, but as soon as you walked out those doors, you're supposed to be done grieving. I remember for years and years, that was something that bound me up, that I felt like I had to be stoic, that I could not express the emotions that wanted to flow freely through me. And it took years of reconciling this gift that God has given to us, that our emotions are a gift, and reconciling with that the culture within me was telling me not to. And through that wrestling and that reconciling, coming to understand that gift that God has given, to recognize that it's okay to be sad, it's okay to be passionate about things, it's okay to be stirred up and express those emotions that flow through us at times. And to remember that in our baptism, no matter how young or old that we experience our baptism, that we have been called by the Holy Spirit, that we've been sealed with Christ in his own baptism, and that we've been healed through God that came down, that Spirit that came down upon Jesus, that same Spirit comes down on us when we are baptized. And we are sealed within this beautiful community of Christians that we are able to understand and be reconciled with. So as I was talking about those emotions and about our sealing of our baptism, the questions that remain is, what binds us up from seeing God clearly or from fully living into Christ's call for us to rise up? And how do we bind God up from fully living in this world through us and others? So my closing thought that came out of an Orthodox reading I read this week regarding this passage. It says, weeping is a natural response to the tragedy of death. Shedding tears by your own choice, but by God's choice, through Christ, you have given us proof of your heartfelt love for us. Amen.